Англи хэл сурах нь таны амьдралыг өөрчилнө. Та хэлээ сайжруулангаа Австралийн соёл, амьдралын хэв маягийн тухай SBS Learning English-с сураарай. Манай подкастыг хаач явсан сонсож болно.
Learning English helps me to say no to my boss.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continues care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia. Hi, it's Josipa. Recently, an old colleague got in touch, which made me think about the time we worked together. And I remembered that, at my old job, my boss often asked me to do more work than I could really handle. Like, she asked me to take on and finish big projects in timelines that were way too tight. That got me thinking about the times when we find it hard to say no to people at work. Saying no in a professional context is a really important skill to learn, but it's not always easy. So, let's learn from Alan, whose manager, Claire, expects him to always go the extra mile. This means she always wants him to work even harder and put in more effort than it's typically required.
Alan, there's a new project coming up that involves international collaboration. I thought you'd be the ideal person to lead it.
Well, thanks for considering me for such a crucial project. I'm really flattered that you thought of me. It sounds like something I would normally love to do, but given my current workload, I really don't think that I would be able to give it the attention it deserves.
I understand your concerns, Alan, but I have been impressed by your ability to manage your projects effectively, so I really think you could do it.
Well, I am delighted that you think so highly of me, and I appreciate the confidence you have in me, but I really am working at full capacity at the moment. I'm concerned that overcommitting will affect the quality of my work. What would you like me to prioritize?
Good on you, Alan. This dialogue is a great example of how to say no to your manager without burning bridges. By the way, to burn bridges means to harm relationships or chances so badly that it's hard to go back or make things right again. Who wants to do that? I don't, so I better learn from Alan. First, he said...
Thanks for considering me for such a crucial project. I'm really flattered that you thought of me. It sounds like something I would normally love to do, but given my current workload, I really don't think that I would be able to give it the attention it deserves.
First of all, Alan thanks Claire for thinking of him as a good choice for a very important project. In this way, he's saying something positive before he actually refuses. This is something we often do when we want to soften the impact of something that we know someone will not like. So, Alan already has a lot of work that he has to finish by a certain time, which is what he meant by saying my current workload. So, he is worried that he would not be able to spend enough time and effort on this new project to do a good job. That is, to give it the attention it deserves. Let's hear him again.
Thanks for considering me for such a crucial project. I'm really flattered that you thought of me. It sounds like something I would normally love to do, but given my current workload, I really don't think that I would be able to give it the attention it deserves.
In simple terms, Alan is saying thank you for the opportunity to work on the project. But he's afraid that he's too busy to take on more work and wants to make sure that every project is done well. By focusing on his desire to make sure that the work is done well, rather than on the fact that he's too busy, Alan is showing that he really cares about his work. He's not refusing just because he's lazy. Let's continue.
I understand your concerns, Alan, but I have been impressed by your ability to manage your projects effectively, so I really think you could do it.
Well, I am delighted that you think so highly of me, and I appreciate the confidence you have in me, but I really am working at full capacity at the moment. I'm concerned that overcommitting will affect the quality of my work. What would you like me to prioritize?
I have to say that I'm impressed by polite and professional way Alan expressed his concern about taking on more work than one can handle. By the way, a concern is another word for worry. Now let's listen move by move to how Alan replies to Claire, who really does want him to take on the project.
Well, I am delighted that you think so highly of me.
First, he again says how pleased he is that Claire has thought of asking him to take on the project.
And I appreciate the confidence you have in me.
And Alan thanks her for showing such confidence in him. If you appreciate something, you're grateful for it. Alan appreciates Claire's confidence in him, which means he's grateful for the trust that she has in him.
But I really am working at full capacity at the moment.
Alan is at full capacity, which means that he is so busy that he cannot take on more work. He then says why this might be bad for the whole workplace.
I'm concerned that overcommitting will affect the quality of my work.
And only now does he say that he does not think he should do it. Alan is basically saying that if he overcommits, that is, agrees to do more work than he can handle, then all of his work would suffer. In other words, taking on a new project would be bad because all of his work would be of a lower quality. If something affects the quality of your work, it means it changes how well you do your job, usually making it worse. There are a lot of different ways to professionally say that more tasks could lower your work quality. For example, Alan could have also said,
I really think that I shouldn't take on any more at the moment. I don't want my other work to suffer.
Notice how Alan uses the phrase really think to show that this is a well-thought-out response. And then shows how responsible he is by saying that he does not want to do the work that is of a poor quality. Alan also asked,
what would you like me to prioritize?
To prioritize something means to treat it as more important or urgent compared to other tasks or items. It's basically deciding which task should be done first. Okay, now let's hear Alan and Claire as they go through their dialogue once more. And then we'll have a little break.
Alan, there's a new project coming up that involves international collaboration. I thought you'd be the ideal person to lead it.
Well, thanks for considering me for such a crucial project. I'm really flattered that you thought of me. It sounds like something I would normally love to do, but given my current workload, I really don't think that I would be able to give it the attention it deserves.
I understand your concerns, Alan, but I have been impressed by your ability to manage your projects effectively, so I really think you could do it.
Well, I am delighted that you think so highly of me, and I appreciate the confidence you have in me, but I really am working at full capacity at the moment. I'm concerned that overcommitting will affect the quality of my work. What would you like me to prioritize?
This week we are chatting with Ravi Moorman, a superstar from the team that takes care of everyone working at SBS. Ravi and his team handle hiring new people and solving any work-related problems, among many other tasks. Hi, Ravi. Thank you for sharing your time with us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, we are curious. In what situation it is appropriate to refuse additional tasks at work? When is it okay to say no to your boss?
So there's a few different scenarios where you could say no to your manager. Top three things which come to mind in terms of what would make it accepted would be a lack of time. So in some scenarios, you may find that your workload is too much and you genuinely don't have a capacity to take on any new tasks. There's a range of different reasons within why you might not have capacity to do that, but that lack of time can be one reason to say no. An unethical request is another reason why you may say no to your manager in terms of what that particular task is.
What is an unethical task?
So an unethical task might be that you might be asked to work beyond your contractual hours, for example, when it's actually spelt out in your contract in terms of what you can do and what you can't do. Or maybe perhaps you haven't mutually agreed something between yourself and your direct manager. So usually things where you might be working extra hours and things like that should generally be agreed to. So if your manager is actually requesting you to do that without kind of having any kind of discussion first, that might be unethical, particularly when your manager might know that you have things that you might be attending outside of your work hours. That might be sport commitments. It could be you might have kids. Those types of things might come into the equation too. Another reason may be that it's an unlawful request that your manager has asked you to do something, and you may feel the need to genuinely push back on that request or task. Those are probably the three main things why you would want to say no to a task.
Huge amount of workload, unethical reasons, or unlawful tasks.
Correct.
Awesome. And in this episode, we heard Alan offer positive comments before declining to take on more work. He showed us how to soften the impact of saying no. Do you have any other tips on how to say no without burning bridges with our managers?
Yeah, it's a great question. So in most scenarios, it would depend on the relationship that you have with your manager. But obviously, when you say no, sometimes no can have a negative connotation. So what you'd want to be doing is softening that, as you say, with having a valid reason or a rationale behind why you're saying no, or why perhaps maybe you're declining that particular request to do a task, and having a structured rationale for that. But perhaps even coming forward with a solution to your manager can also help in obviously ending it with any kind of negative connotations at the end.
So that would be like saying, maybe if I prioritize this task, I won't be able to do this.
That's exactly right. By saying in a logical way, perhaps that it's going to take time away from another critical project or one that they perceive to be quite critical. Therefore, it's going to detract from my ability to perform the task that you're requesting me to do at the best of my ability.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time and for your tips.
No worries at all. Thanks.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to go the extra mile?
To go the extra mile means to work harder and put in more effort than is typically required.
What does it mean to burn bridges?
To burn bridges means to harm relationships or chances so badly that it's hard to go back or make things right again.
Let's now practice how to politely and professionally refuse extra work by repeating after Alan and Claire.
Given my current workload, I really don't think that I would be able to give it the attention it deserves.
While I appreciate the confidence you have in me, I'm currently at full capacity.
I'm concerned that if I overcommit, it will affect the quality of my work.
Visit our website sbs.com.au/learnenglish for additional learning notes and transcripts. Also, if you wish to get in touch, you can find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for practicing how to refuse extra work in a professional way with me. I hope you won't need to use it.
Wow. Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.